The last time the county revisited some sort of like master plan to guide growth and development in the Clarksburg area was actually decades ago. These plans are meant to be revisited 10 to 15 years or so. So the Clarksburg area was up in the schedule. But the fact that the Communication Satellite Corporation facility had been sitting there vacant for so long, really the amount of untapped potential, 200 acres of land that is right off of Interstate 270, added some extra urgency for planners to be able to re-envision what that site could become.
Yeah, what is the new vision, the new plan for this?
There's not a set plan or vision for that specific site right now. The growth plan that the county is considering at the moment is more so applied to acres around it within this slice of Clarksburg. But what's been changing is that the county has abandoned plans to make that ComSat site a historic site, which would have precluded anyone from coming in, demolishing it, and turning that land into something else. So as after abandoning that plan and now as part of this broader growth plan for Clarksburg, there is more incentive for developers to come in, potentially a large life sciences company, because that, and this is what we heard from the owner of the land, that that kind of white elephant sitting in the middle of this property can be taken down so that that full 200 acres of land that's right off Interstate 270 can be developed and reimagined.
How likely do you think development is to move forward in that area?
I can't speak to the likelihood of it, but I mean, the owner of the land is really high on the strategic location of it. It's, I mean, along this corridor that Maryland has played up and invested a great deal in to make it a strong life science corridor. Obviously, Montgomery County has been able to boast its reputation in that space, along with others along that corridor leading into Frederick. It's and as part of this plan, county officials really want to be sure that growth in Clarksburg continues, that they're able to have mixed-use developments that bring in more residents, but also more employers. And I think if you'd ask people who are high on the Clarksburg plan, they're going to tell you that as this plan moves forward, once the county council eventually votes on it, likely in March, companies, other developers are going to learn about the fact that central building, the facility, the ComSat facility can be removed. And that's going to make it far more likely for development to come in and happen. But we're not going to know for sure exactly where things are headed. But for the coming weeks or months, we'll have a better sense once the council passes this growth plan in the March timeframe.